This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Now, you may not know this, but, of course, Steve Miggs,
yes.
Verified Twitter celebrity.
That's the verified champ.
Yeah. And then the Ted Smith, part of the men's room. You didn't know that these two snuck off in secret and made a radio baby.
I love sausage.
That's right. They made the megacast.
Ted like hot dog.
Unbelievable that this was allowed to happen.
And this week, we preview the biggest thing in the world in Ted's eyes, and I guess in Danny's as well. That's the Sounders' big game on Sunday. So we preview and talk a lot about the Sounders and their crazy year and their crazy past few years with Schmetzer as their coach.
Look at this.
Yep.
So the mega cast is talking Sounders.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I just wanted to confirm it. You were there.
Absolutely.
If you want to check out the mega cast with Steve Miggs and Ted Smith and all the great podcasts we got, just go to radio.com.
Let's play Beat Miggs.
Turn down for Thursday.
Charge out for what?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Friday Jr.
Yeah.
And also Joey D's B-Day today, number
That's
31.
Right.
The DB Day. Man, he's an old man, 31 years old.
30 plus one.
That's trippy to think I have a 31-year-old. I don't even know what to make of it. I feel like I'm still 31 myself.
Well, you don't look late.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
That's, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just letting you know.
Yeah.
Like a mirror I don't see every day. I needed you to come along to remind me that I'm old. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Well, guess what I'm going to remind you of?
Huh. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Well, before you get to that, let's get to our contestant. We've got Darren in Bellevue. Darren, are you there?
BJ Shea!
Who cares?
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets and meet and greet passes to see the Black Keys over at the Tacoma Dome on November 23rd. Plus, you get hooked up with some merch as well. Go to KISW.com. And if you want to see the Black Keys, tickets are available now through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah!
For those playing at home, Darren will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Darren, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Nice. Which actor was in Superman, Apocalypse Now, and the Island of Dr. Moreau?
Ooh. Pass.
Which bodily organ produces urine?
The bladder?
No.
The kidney.
Yes. Which year of the 2000s did the CW television network make its debut?
1, 2, 3.
No. Providence is the capital of which U.S. state?
Rhode Island.
Yes. Since 2015, which rapper has won 13 Grammy Awards?
Go Eminem.
No.
50 Cent.
No.
Kanye West.
No. Also an HBO show, in which town was Wild Bill Hickok shot and killed?
Pass.
Eyes Wide Shut was the last film of which director?
Stanley Kubrick.
Yes. Nice. Fred Savage played Kevin Arnold on what TV show?
Deadwood.
Huh?
The Deadwood?
Yes, it was for the HBO show, not the Fred Savage one. So I'll give that to you. Four correct.
Oh, all right. It's something.
Yeah, it's something.
Wonder Years?
Yeah, but you're buddy. Way too late on that one. And don't say anymore. Steve's coming back into the room.
Yeah, he is.
And you don't want to give him any added bonus.
Couldn't remember the name of that show, by the way.
Really?
Unbelievable. I'm having one of those days where it's like, are you kidding? You don't remember that.
Well, I established.
It's because you're old.
Yeah, I established
that
you're
old. That's what it is, yeah. Because I'm old. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Old age means you forget
Thursday.
Stuff.
Boy, I was really having a great day until.
No, you weren't.
That's true. You didn't make it better. Okay?
That's a solid point.
Oh, sorry about that.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Which actor was in Superman, Apocalypse Now, and the Island of Dr. Moreau?
Oh, Gene Hackman.
No.
Lawrence Fishburne.
No.
Robert De Niro.
No. Which bodily organ?
Christopher Reeve.
No. Oh. Which bodily organ produces urine?
The heart.
No. What?
The kidney.
Yes.
Wow.
What year of the 2000s did the CW television network make its debut?
2003.
No.
2004.
No.
2002.
No.
Damn it.
Providence is the capital of Rhode Island. U.S. state. Yes. Since 2015, which rapper has won 13 Grammy Awards?
Jay-Z.
No.
Eminem.
Nope.
Drake.
No.
Damn it.
Also an HBO show, in which town was Wild Bill Hickok shot and killed?
Westworld.
No.
Justified.
No.
Justified. Sopranos.
No. Nice. Eyes Wide Shut was the last film of which director?
Stanley Kubrick.
Yes. Fred Savage played Kevin Arnold on what TV show?
The Wonder Years.
Yes. Which was the last NBA team that Dennis Rodman played for?
Oh, Chicago Bulls?
No.
Damn it.
Four correct. It's a tie.
Wow.
Son of a.
Good job, Darren.
Darren, I'm shocked as all hell, but congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
Man, this was a bad day for Steve.
Yeah, just didn't know those answers.
Man, he was, honestly, we're so close.
Mm-hmm.
If he could have got Wonder Years in when he did, if he could have remembered, we would have had a song.
Darren remembered Wonder Years late.
Too late.
Oh. But he did know the HBO show was Deadwood.
Deadwood was a town.
Mm-hmm.
Deadwood was a town?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah, the show is based on real life experiences.
Yeah, it's a historical drama sort of thing. Kind of along those lines, but all of those people were real people, and the stories are
slightly adjusted.
Just a little bit.
You know how Hollywood is.
Does anybody know the actor that was in Superman, Apocalypse Now, and the Island of Dr. Moreau?
Gosh,
he's a legendary actor.
Oh, is it Brando?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't Superman. I forgot about that.
He was Superman's father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I totally
that's
forgot.
Right.
Yeah, I would never got it until you said legendary actor, and then the first thing that hit me in the head was Brando.
Also of the 2000s, when was the CW show or CW television network?
It just had to pick a year in the 2000s?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's 2006.
Okay.
Yep. And then the last NBA team that Dennis Rodman played for.
I knew it wasn't the Bulls, but I can't remember. I'm going to say the Wizards.
No, the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was a Wizard guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. And then after that, he played for a bunch of different teams, but no other NBA teams.
Oh, man.
Congratulations to Darren on tying Steve this morning.
That's all you do is tie or beat Steve just like that, and you get a prize. Congratulations to all of you.
Hi, Steve.
Hi there.
So there's a 23-year-old woman. She's in Scotland. Her name is Rachel. And she got a message on Facebook a few days ago from a stranger that said, quote, "Hey, did you hear about my granddad?" She wrote back, quote, and said, "What?" And he responded, quote, "Oh, I'm sorry, wrong person. Meant to text a girl I went to school with, but I clicked on you by accident. Not thinking straight as my granddad passed away. Sorry." Seems like it's innocuous enough. And then he followed that up with, quote, "You are lovely, though. You single?"
Oh.
Total. Look at this.
Is this like a scam to get a date? Like
exactly.
Get sympathy and then go for the move?
Yeah, Rachel tweeted the screenshots of the messages and now they are going viral. It is a pickup move. It didn't work.
Oh, I was about to say, did they go on the date?
Yeah. I feel like, it's tough because it was a text message, right? Oh, no, it was a Facebook message. So maybe she could see what the guy looked like and maybe she'd think he was a good dude.
But if he was a good looking guy, you know that they would go out on a date.
Yeah. I guess you can message somebody accidentally if they're in your friend's network, but can you message anybody you don't know accidentally in Facebook? I don't know. Yeah.
See, that's what I don't know.
Well, I mean, it would not show up. It would be in like that filtered other category, and you'd have to accept to approve the,
exactly.
the message or something along those ways.
But I mean, for me, like to, you know, like if I'm going through my messages, like I'm on Facebook and message somebody, I thought that it would go through my list of friends first. So that's why I'm wondering, how do you not look anything but thirsty? Is that the girl he messaged?
I'm looking at the girl, and he clearly was just trying to go out on a date with her.
Okay, first of all, I don't know.
She's a little heavy-handed on the makeup.
Yeah, she surely is, dude. She looks like an airbrush creation.
An airbrush creation.
I mean, she really does, dude. She doesn't look real.
No.
She looks like a Barbie. She looks like a living Barbie.
That is contouring, my friend.
Is that what that is, contouring?
Yeah.
I need to do that to my face.
I would love to see what she looks like without that makeup on, to see if she's even, like, slightly attractive.
Oh, I bet she is.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of contouring.
Let's see.
Because, I mean, there are women that don't even need makeup. Oh, hello. All right. Okay. Her name, by the way, her name is Legally Blonde. I mean, seriously, how does she not think that anybody contacting her is going to be thirsty? I'm almost not believing it.
You don't think?
No, I think that she just put that out there just to sort of get everybody's
attention. Get attention, you think so?
Yeah, because, I mean, all she is about posing and being hot.
But, I mean, it had to come from somebody.
Unless maybe somebody just, you know, did a fake thing. I don't know, man.
I mean, you could be right. I have no idea, but I mean,
yeah.
Can people come up with the weirdest ways to try and hit on somebody? I'm not surprised that somebody would try and pull the give me sympathy because my grandfather's dead. And hey, how about we hang out sometime?
There is some thirsty people, and they don't even have to know what you look like. So a couple years ago, someone put my phone number on a dating site and started asking for dirty pictures.
Sorry. I did it when I was drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know who did it.
So somebody put your number out there, and you started getting D-pics.
Right. And so I managed to find the profile, and it wasn't even a picture of me. And I replied, dude, that picture isn't me. That's not me. Can you please report it? They're like, oh, sorry, this happened. So, are you single?
Of course.
And it's like, you don't know what I look like. You don't know who you're talking to. I could be an 85-year-old grandma. Like,
but
what?
You have no idea. That person might just be happy to go on a date with anybody.
Right. So, yeah. That's just how thirsty some people are.
Man, to be thirsty enough that they don't even care what you look like. That's almost a dream come true for women, because women don't want to be judged by how they look a lot of times. Or at least that's what they say. That doesn't appeal to you. I've often wondered about that. You know, the idea that women get insulted that you want to be with them and their attitude is, but you're so thirsty you want to be with anybody, as opposed to, wow, you really just like me enough that you don't care.
Someone says it's a scam. Like. My girlfriend got hit with it with the same thing.
Yeah, it's a total scam. Okay, so then it's definitely a scam as opposed to this Rachel girl making it up.
Yeah, it could be. I don't think she's making something like that up.
It's just so funny of all the people. I mean, she's Sally Smoke Show. Of course she's going to get solicited.
Well, she's going to also share it because of it's an opportunity to get more attention on her page.
But true.
She's opportunistic. I don't think she's lying.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that.
Hey, quick, go back to B-Migs for a second. Getting blown up on the text line.
What happened?
What's the answer to the rapper question?
Oh, yeah. The guy who won the 15 rappers since 2015 is Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I forgot.
I would never have picked Kendrick Lamar. I didn't know he was that successful.
That was next on my list of ones to guess.
Is Jay-Z considered a rapper? I was trying to put that in my brain. I wasn't sure if he's considered really.
What is he? A country artist?
No, rhythm and blues. I always get that.
No.
I get that confused. It's like the line they draw with certain performers. Because I thought he was a rapper. Or is he considered
a rapper?
He's a rapper, yeah.
Is he a hip-hop artist?
Yeah, Wikipedia calls him a rapper, so that's what I go by.
Yeah. So then maybe I'm confusing Jay-Z with somebody else. There are some people who I always thought, aren't they all considered rappers in hip-hop? But they go, nah, some of them are soft enough that they go in, like, R&B as opposed to rap. But it's not Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's definitely not that. Okay, last I checked, 99 Problems with a Bitch Ain't One is not considered, like, soft.
Yeah, okay, so he's
that's
the right
easy
guy.
Listening, Steve.
That is Jay-Z. Yes. Okay, because I'm not, look, I think that's the only Jay-Z song I know is 99 Problems. I don't know if I know any of his other stuff.
I bet you know something you just don't realize.
I mean, you're probably
maybe
right.
Maybe, like, Hard Knock Life or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I know that one. Okay, so Jay-Z is hip-hop and rap. I can remember that for these questions.
I won't ask that one now.
Okay. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? You know what? You actually get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You bride the show. You guide the show. If you're a bride, you can marry the show. Whatever you want to do.
$50. We'll do anything you want.
It's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
What do you want to talk about? Well, it's as simple as dialing 206-421-ROCK or texting 77999.
And it's just a simple rule that you have to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Well, like a recent episode of Always Sunny, it's D-Day, apparently. We've got D from Puyallup. D, you are on the Rock.
BJ
Shea. Hey, what's up, buddy? Oh, this is D a dude. All right.
Yeah, D a dude. Yeah. So I'm actually calling on a topic you guys were talking about just a little while ago about that time your boss was totally awesome.
Yeah. That we had earlier. We talked about this guy that wanted to retire, a Vietnam vet, and his boss took him down and said, "You want to pay off your house? Let's do it right now so you can retire early." And we were taking a lot of cool stories about your boss. What about you?
Well, I think I got one that I don't know if it trumps everything, but it's about as cool a thing as ever happened to me in life. I work at a company called MadMaxCars.com, and we build muscle cars, restore classic cars, and we build movie and TV cars. Years and years ago, I wanted to build a replica of one of the bad guy cars from Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior.
Am I deja vuing? Have we had this guy on before?
If not him, somebody else that works at Mad Max Cars.
Oh, that's so bizarre, because I've heard this, like, have you never been on before?
I have, yeah, a regular listener and a couple-time caller.
And did you tell me this story before? I feel like I've heard this, or am I losing my mind?
Well,
a different story, same company.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, so
you are not losing your mind when it comes to this.
All right, thank you, man. I appreciate that. All right, so so you work for Mad Max, and what cool thing did your boss do for you?
Well, it kind of came in two phases. So we were getting ready for an event that we throw called Road War Northwest, which is like a gathering of movie cars and Mad Max fans and whatnot. And I wanted to build one of the bad guy cars from the second Mad Max movie, The Road Warrior.
Nice.
I had originally come to the company as a client and bought the base car to build it with, but it took a slam fest of the whole company, basically myself and the owner and everybody throwing down to build this car in the course of 3 months for this event. And so I ended up with this awesome, very unique replica from the Mad Max movies, and ultimately ended up being a partner in the business.
Yeah, that's right. I really do remember this whole story. This is a dude. That's fantastic. And so he basically he did that for nothing. He just basically said, "We're going to make this improvement for you more than what you expected."
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I worked with him, so it was sweat equity on my part too. But I wouldn't have been able to do it without their help.
And then he's like, "You know what? You did such a good job, buddy. Why don't you come work with us?"
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, dream come true. If you had told me when I was 14 years old and saw the movie that I'd be building these cars now, and an owner in the company, I would have laughed, although hopefully. But yeah, my goodness, what an awesome boss.
I still got to get your Hyundai over there to turn it into a Mad Max vehicle.
You're absolutely right. Dude, I don't think you can be a better boss than offer somebody ownership into the company. I mean, that is pretty much the best thing you can do for any employee.
Well, this texter says, "My boss sent me to CDL school. My school cost $4,500. He didn't just give me a job. He gave me a career."
That's cool.
I love that, you know, man. You know, Jay Rubs right now is getting an education as an electrician, and I, from what I understand, I think they're taking care of it because they just think he's such a good guy. And more people are realizing that in the trades, they are looking for anybody with a brain in their head, mm-hmm. and you can make good money in the trades. And well, we're seeing more and more reports about how college is not really helpful to a lot of people, except to put you in debt and doesn't really even get you a job that will make you anything for the rest of your life. I would hope more and more parents really start seeing that their kids can make some good money in the trades.
Someone said, "Hey BJ, what'd you think of the Terminator?" From Joe in Gig Harbor.
Yeah, Joey D's watched it with me as well.
I'll bring in the birthday boy.
Yeah, the more
boy,
and more.
Oh boy, that's not a very good review.
No, it's not. It's too bad because the first half of the movie was really good.
Uh huh.
Really liked the first half of the movie, and you know this is an interesting thing because Joey D said this, and I have to agree with him.
See, I was about to say, I have a feeling that your opinion always gets skewed by your son. So I'm curious what your son thinks.
Yeah, well, go ahead and tell you. I think my son and I are very similar with how we like movies.
It's interesting.
Yeah, we do. We agree a lot on what we like in movies. Sometimes we disagree with how to fix them because he and I spent all day at Mod Pizza trying to fix that movie. But
how'd that go for you?
Yeah, I don't think Holly was going to like our idea.
Action, 10 out of 10. Storyline, plot, terrible.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and it was like...
It's
like
a James Cameron film. Aren't you really just going for the action anyway?
Well, so you know how Arnold's kind of a big deal, like in all the movies?
Yeah, last I heard.
And they brought him back for this one intentionally? Well, they kind of ruin his character.
Yeah, did they emasculate him?
No, they gave him emotions.
Yeah.
He's a freaking robot.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dude, it was lame. I know why they did it.
Lame.
It was lame. As far as a person that loves the Terminator franchise, yes. I thought the way they did the whole Arnold situation was lame. Worst part of the movie for me was the introduction of Arnold, which you would expect that would be the best part of the movie.
Is it just too hard to like grasp that this old guy is supposed to still be a Terminator?
Wouldn't even have a problem with that. Like him being a Terminator wasn't the problem. It was the story of how he was there and why he's an old guy. That really hurt. Like Joey said, I don't want to spoil it, but basically they make him the lamest person he could, or lamest robot he could ever be, his explanation for being in the movie.
Did they make him an old guy for a discount at the Old Country Buffet? Is that part of the storyline?
See, even I would have loved that. That would have been a better explanation.
I want to spoil it, but I won't. But if I was going to write the movie, it would simply be this. There are some new Terminators. Arnold's the old Terminator. They fight. The end.
That's it.
Perfect movie.
That's all they got to do.
Right? Yeah. That's not what they did in this movie.
You know what it is? It's like Avengers. Remember when Avengers was trying to explain time travel in Endgame? And they had the big car?
Yes.
And actually, at least Avengers made fun of the fact that why should anybody even try to understand it?
And well, then they just completely contradict themselves later on in the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I thought was awesome because it pissed off all the nerds.
But I think Avengers did that as a troll. Don't even bother. Just go, yeah, we went back in time and we're going to do whatever we want to do. Yeah, that's what they tried to do here with the whole time thing. The beginning of the movie was disturbing to me, and the director said, here's why we did what we did, and I'm still like, yeah, I know what you were doing, but this was lame. And then to see why he did it, and it was basically the introduction of Arnold, I'm like, okay, you know what? And I was digging the movie, like the way it started off after the first part where I was like, what the hell's going on? Why'd you do this? Then they went off and they showed us the new Terminator and they showed us some new characters. Loved everybody that was new. I love Sarah Connor.
Okay,
really,
so Linda Hamilton's good in it?
Linda Hamilton rocks, dude. And then I don't know the name of the actress that's also in it as a badass. I won't say much about her, but she's a badass.
Her name is Mackenzie Davis.
Yes, Mackenzie Davis. And then the young girl, there's a young girl in it.
Natalia Reyes.
Yeah, and she's good. So the three, those guys are good, and they're in pretty much the first half of the movie, and they're fantastic. Joey and I were like, this is cool. I'm loving this.
If I did an edit where I just showed you the action scenes, you'd be like, this movie's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, you're right. But the problem is you wait, you know, 60 minutes till Arnold shows up. Arnold shows up, and the first thing he does is he cracks a Corona for someone. He's like, how's it going?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, a little comedy.
He's a robot.
Yeah, I mean, that didn't bother me so much, except they explained what was going on.
Your cerveza. And, give it to me.
Yeah. and here's the... Yeah, you see, I don't want to nitpick geek style, but they just seem to not be able to figure out how to explain why Arnold's there. They tried and they failed.
Someone that's says Joey and BJ sound like grumpy farts. Dark Fate was dope. Way to go, the grumpy fart movie reviewers.
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, if you didn't mind the explanation for Arnold, if you were like, I don't care, I'm just happy he's there.
Is that bad?
Yeah, the explanation was bad. Arnold was great. Like, Arnold was great once he started kicking ass, but the explanation for why he was there and why he was old was lame.
And again, it's the problem that I'm going into it thinking it's a new Terminator movie with Arnold. I want Arnold on screen immediately kicking ass.
That would have been nice, too.
And it just doesn't happen for, like, you know, an hour and a half, and then they kind of just, meh. With his story. So yeah. It's like, ah, I mean, why? I mean, I liked it.
Did they at least say he was like, getting a colonoscopy or something like that?
Oh, yeah, he was busy. Yeah, yeah, you know.
Dude, I'd like to spoil it for you. I would love to tell you what he was doing, just so you could laugh. I would love to tell you, there's a line in the movie, is the dumbest line ever. I don't even know what it says. The ramifications of a relationship between a man and a woman, the way they describe this situation, it is so ridiculous that you're like, did anybody who wrote this storyline ever have a relationship with a woman? Is that him? Really? This is just...
Damn.
I mean, oh, it was so pathetic because the rest of the movie's good. And then they go, here's Arnold. Here's why Arnold looks the way he looks. And here's why. And my head was like, please stop talking. I'm liking this movie. Don't say anymore.
Don't ruin
it. Oh, no. You keep talking.
Why?
Oh, why?
He does have a sweet man cave full of weapons, though.
He does have that.
So he still kicks ass. And, just a little bit later.
And I'll tell you.
So, dude, in other words, wait till it's on demand.
Yeah, I mean, unless you really like to see cool stuff on the screen, the new Terminator, which you see in the previews, he's called the Raven 6000 or whatever the hell he is. I don't know, Rav 6 or whatever. He's amazing. I love that dude. I actually love the actor. I thought he did a great job. Love the special effects. There's a lot to love about this movie. If you like Terminator, you're going to have a good time. Go see it. It's surely better than everything else beyond T2. I'll give you that.
That's not saying much, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because I think that there were a lot of good performances. There was a lot of good action. It was just somebody decided to pick up a pen and come up with a dumb storyline.
I will say we do know that Arnold can play the Terminator still. So I want Arnold and Stallone to come back and do like another Terminator movie where Stallone gets sent from the future and he's like an even better Arnold and they have to fight again.
Or what if the Terminator just pisses off Rambo?
Yes, do it.
And Arnold's great. Like, it's nothing wrong.
And then
wrong
somebody kills a dog, yeah, and it turns out it's John Wick's dog and he just wipes everybody out.
Ooh.
I think you've come up with a movie.
What's up, Hollywood?
You know what? That plot line is sure better than what we saw yesterday.
Your prayers have been answered.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was horrible. Joey and I, our heads broke as we're trying to figure this out yesterday. But I will own the movie, though, because I still think it's fun to watch. I will just fast forward through the explanation. I'll just get to when...
So it's like an adult film.
Yeah, I'll just fast forward.
Skip the conversation.
I'm
going to
skip the conversation and go, okay, when Arnold's getting ready to join the team, that's when I'll come back and I'll be happy with the rest of the movie. Yeah. So it's like 15 minutes I didn't really like that I wish they didn't have in the movie. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Justin in Puyallup. Justin, you are on The Rock.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Not too bad. How about you, Justin? What you got for us?
Well, you guys already know that I'm a comic guy and I'm a nerd and geek.
Are you? Oh, well, you know what?
You don't know that.
You told me now.
It's Justin, the cartoon guy from the South Hill Mall.
Oh, that Justin! You actually do know. Yeah. I totally forgot.
I see Justin from Puyallup, and I took a chance.
All right. That's, you know what? Good call, Steve. I totally forgot. Yes, now I know, Justin.
Yeah. So, so Disney Plus is coming out, and, you know, they're going to have The Mandalorian and the new Ben Kenobi series, but they're also going to have on the Marvel side, you know, WandaVision with Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany, and then Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan and, like, the Falcon and Winter Soldier, and then Hiddleston's got his own Loki coming out. So my question is, you guys are all in the same geek universe here. Are you guys more excited for the Star Wars new series coming out or the continuation of the Marvel series on Disney Plus?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. All of those characters that they're focusing on Marvel were never my favorite characters in the Marvel Universe. I'm sure there'll be good shows, and Hiddleston's a great actor, so he makes Loki fun, a lot more fun than I never even cared about Loki, and I never cared about Thor, Loki, or the Avengers growing up. I always was a Fantastic Four Spider-Man guy, but they have definitely interested me because of the great movies they've done, so I'll check them out. Therefore, I would probably, and again, I'll be honest with you, I was never a Boba Fett fan either. So The Mandalorian does look cool. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with it. But they're making shows about all the people I didn't really care about in both universes. But I know they're going to be amazing shows because what? The Mandalorian's going to cost like what? What did I say? $20 million an episode? Something
along those lines, yeah.
Yeah.
And Jon Favreau's directing and producing.
Yeah, and I do like Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's the one character I do like, and I believe it's Ewan McGregor, right? Is he going to do it?
Yeah, he's reprising his role. It's confirmed.
Yeah, I like Ewan McGregor a lot. He was the best part of Star Wars Episode One. I liked him and Qui-Gon's relationship, and that's why I will always watch Episode One. I thought that was really cool, and I love Ewan McGregor. So I'm looking forward to that.
If those are your secondary characters, if you had the money and the opportunity, BJ, who would you roll out for their own show?
I would love to see a really good Fantastic Four and have them really just go in the multiverse and go explore all the way, like really do these cool Imagine-Not kind of episodes. That's what I would love to see. It's never going to happen. Well, I say it's never going to happen. Who knows? Maybe it will. Because it's cool. It's like the Swiss Family Robinson in its own weird way, but, you know, with their own, and especially with the kids. I'd love to see Franklin and Valeria in those episodes, which is going really, really deep. But I love that whole world. That's how I got introduced, was Fantastic Four. It's the first comic I ever read. So
awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, dude. Oh, we have a nerd now. Here's what I want to know.
What?
Can you tell me how to get Disney Plus on my Verizon? I know I get it free, but I don't know how to do it.
I was just thinking that the other day. I have no idea.
And will they?
And I did zero research to figure it out, but I plan on taking advantage of it because my wife is excited about us getting Disney Plus.
And is Roku going to get the app? Because I feel like Apple may not, because Apple's got their own thing, and they, you know how Apple can be sometimes, where they might not want to give the competition like an app spot on Apple TV. I hope they do.
I'd imagine Roku's going to have a Disney app if it doesn't already.
Yeah, I have to check it out, and I gather I can sign in once I do my special Verizon deal, because I want to watch it on my TV. I don't want to just watch it on my phone.
Yeah, of course. There's going to be a way around that, I'd imagine.
Well, Steve, you have to find it for me because I don't know what to do. It's getting closer and closer.
Have somebody else do that work for you, man. That's on the low end of my priorities.
It's next week, isn't it, that it comes out?
The 12th.
Yeah. I got to figure this out.
You got a whole week.
I asked Danny. I asked you. None of you know how to do it.
No, I'm just paying for it. I have Verizon, but it was one of those things that I was like, it's too much research for me to do. I'm just going to pay for it out front.
Well, that's dumb.
I know.
Okay,
yeah, making sure you're aware of it.
Yeah, I'm completely aware of it. You might get a free year. Why would you? I mean, yeah, why pay for it if you get a free year?
Why do you pay for the gym, BJ, when none of your people go to it?
Yeah, why do you pay for the HOV lane when you don't even drive in it?
Yeah.
In the HOV lane when you don't need to?
Well, I feel like I'm giving back to the community.
Well, then that's the reason why Danny's doing it.
He's giving back to Disney. They need it so much. They're doing so much for the children.
I do have to say that there's now finally some reason for me. Now, my wife was excited about Disney Plus, and also with the child coming, that's going to be a cool thing for us to have so we can watch all those movies and stuff. But yesterday I learned that they're working on potentially a reboot of The Mighty Ducks for Disney Plus.
Wow.
One of the greatest hockey movies of all time.
Are they going to bring back Emilio?
I hope so. I don't think he's busy.
Well, he's been doing a lot of directing, right? I think that's what he's been doing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But that would be pretty freaking great. I don't know I would imagine that it would be like an ongoing series, not a movie. Yeah.
Makes sense. And that's what they're all doing, right?
They're potentially recasting Emilio Estevez in the role. Nice. It'll be a complete reboot with a new Gordon Bombay. So it won't be that same. Well, granted, their goalie's a little busy right now doing messed up things on TMZ. Like, he's always in the news for something weird.
Oh, that's not good.
So, yeah, Goldberg would not be available. But Julie the Cat, I would imagine, can still help out in between the pipes. Maybe not.
I don't even know this show, but I mean, I know of it, but I never watched it.
What?
You've never seen?
Why would I care? I don't like hockey, and I don't like Disney Ducks.
Now, I'm about to beat up on you about it, but now Danny's getting all judgmental, like, what? But we learned this morning, Danny has not seen Gremlins.
It's true.
Yeah, that's BS.
This is an off-air conversation that I feel like needs to come up on the air.
I don't. And the trouble is, I don't think it holds up.
Shut your mouth.
Get out of here.
I don't think it does.
Shut your filthy gizmo mouth.
I hate to say it. I mean, I saw Gremlins, and I'm like, I have no desire to see it again.
Oh, I want to watch it again right now.
Okay, good.
The quintessential Christmas movie.
Yeah, look, you know how it is. I don't care about. I mean, look, hockey is my Oh, boy, I mean, I don't know if it's my least favorite sport out of the big five, but it's close.
Do you like basketball more than hockey?
Well, here's the problem. I don't like... No, you're right. So hockey's my third favorite sport, but I don't necessarily want to watch a show about hockey. I like watching hockey games, but I don't care enough about it to watch a show about it.
But it's not really about hockey. It's more about the group. It's about the camaraderie. It's about the relationship with the coach.
Same thing about The Walking Dead. You're never going to watch that.
But yeah, that's how you sell it all the time. You're like, David, not a zombie movie.
And?
I'm not going to watch it because it's going to scare my wife.
Wait,
that's a good point.
Don't even start.
That's a solid point on that.
It is.
Throw his wife under the bus because I've given him good shows that he could watch on his own. He's not going to watch it on his own.
Dude, I'm only shows I will watch are shows I can watch with my wife. All of Steve time is already consumed with wrestling.
Well, true. I'm in the same boat.
All right, fine. Just fine. You're missing out on a great film.
Amazing film. Yeah, what? Oh, yeah? Well, then watch Gremlins, okay, then?
I will.
No, he won't. Well, just like Steve didn't watch the Green Mile. He didn't even.
I've seen The Green Mile multiple times.
No, you're Shawshank.
Oh, Shawshank.
Yeah,
Shawshank.
I watched it once.
You don't even know what it was about. You fell asleep. That doesn't count.
Yeah, but if you look at my Netflix account, it'll show that I started it and finished it.
Okay, fine. You know what? I mean, this is
flawless logic.
Yeah, this is not admissible in court. I'm sorry.
Someone says it's like the hockey version of The Sandlot, a group of friends, not the sport. You don't have to like hockey to like The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, and again,
it's about an alcoholic that gets to be the coach of a hockey team of children. I mean, it's a really heartwarming story.
I saw
story.
That in the Bad News Bears. I mean, I really did. I mean, that's.
But he's been. This guy was busted for a DUI. So what did they do? Go coach a bunch of kids.
Yes, yeah, see, Walter Matthau should have been busted for a DUI because how did he get to the ballpark with all those kids?
Oh, I'm sure one of the kids drove him.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst part of the Bad News Bears is like, did he drive any of those kids? Because you know Walter Matthau would have been DUI'd many, many times.
Well, that's a plot hole that I think they're okay with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, who wrote it? The Terminator people?
Steve, also, can we agree that D2 is the best out of the trilogy?
No.
What?
It's the first one.
No.
But D2 is awesome. D2 is awesome.
Okay. You have to understand that anything that says D or T2, Steve will never think is the best of a trilogy.
I think D2 is great.
Yeah.
I just like the first one. It's just something about that
He doesn't like Terminator. He doesn't like Terminator 2 and doesn't like Ducks 2 either. It's just how it is.
Again, I like Terminator 2. Terminator 1 is just a superior
Rocky
film.
Rocky 1 or Rocky 2? Which one is better?
Rocky 1, but Rocky 2 is a very close second.
See, that's the problem. Steve, nothing. He doesn't like any 2s.
Yeah.
I clearly, words are coming out of my mouth, but nobody's listening.
Well, you like the art. You like the ones before the twos, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like I don't like the twos. I love twos.
I love twos.
This is, watched Gremlins a couple of weeks ago. Totally holds up from Carrie in Seattle.
Yeah, I think you have to have loved it when you saw it. I was okay with the movie. I was too old. I was too old. You guys watched it as kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a problem with the Goonies. That's a problem with Gremlins. You guys got to see them at a wonderful time in your life when you're children. I watched them as an adult, and it just didn't hit me the same way. And I would imagine, you know, anything some kids would show you, I don't know, some people that are 10 years, well, probably Danny and Vicky, the stuff that they watched, Steve, that you'll go, that wasn't the thing for me because you just weren't a kid.
True. I get that.
Yeah, so I'm not saying they weren't good movies. I don't know if I would really get anything out of it. And I didn't get to watch them with my kids. That's what sucks about A Christmas Story. I was not privy to that whole thing, so my kids didn't grow up with it. I was too old to care about it, to know about it, and it's too late. It's like too late for me to have that lovable, wonderful Ralphie experience because I didn't watch it with my kids and I didn't watch it myself.
It's too late right now, but I mean, if everything works out, I mean, at some point your daughter's going to have a child in your house.
It'll be Bad Santa.
And then you can watch that. You're going to watch Bad Santa with like a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old?
Like, I feel like Sarah's going to be ratchet enough that that's exactly what she's going to
do. Wow. Okay, well, as long as you're helping that cause out, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any choice in what she shows her kids.
No,
it's
you
up to
could
her.
Watch The Christmas Story with your grandchild.
Yeah.
No.
What I'll do is I'll watch the old Rudolph or the old Grinch. That's what I, because that's from my childhood. That's what I'd watch.
Okay.
And hopefully they'd like it. They'd probably go, this is lame. What the hell is this? It's bad animation. But
hey, before I forget, can I give a quick shout out to a couple guys I ran into in the parking lot yesterday?
That does not sound good.
Yeah.
What did you buy?
This one, dude?
What fell off their truck?
Give it a shout.
You remember yesterday we were talking, we had a text from someone that says that they see us, all of us from the station, because they're working right now in our building.
Oh, right.
And they keep wanting to say hi.
Yeah.
But they don't want to bug us. And I said, hey, in the future, just yell 69. I'll be more than happy to say
that's
hi.
That's a wonderful thing to yell out.
Well, shout out to Jacob and Dan, who did yell 69 yesterday in the parking lot. They're not even the guy that texted it. They did it more to make that guy mad because they're friends with him. We took a picture and they They sent it to that guy.
That's fantastic. So,
hey, what's up, Jacob? What's up, Dan? It was nice yelling 69 back at you in the parking lot.
I support that.
Give it a shout.
Is that going to be like the new like mating call? Well, not mating.
Whoa.
Are you, when you're taking out your little
salutations
daughter.
Salutations call.
Are you sure you want that? You got your little daughter in a stroller and you're out there and people just yelling 69.
All right, let's make it. The window of this is only for about a year and a half.
Okay.
Okay.
And so then after that, we have to change to like, what's up?
Okay, fine. I love how you have new communication rules. You make me feel like me now.
You yell 69, you get a high five and a nice.
That's it. For the first year and a half.
Yeah, or forever if my child's not around me.
Oh, okay. As long as you're alone,
yes,
you get to yell 69 at Steve. That won't be uncomfortable in crowds. Oh, God, I don't want to be around you if we're in an airport and somebody just does that.
I do. I really do.
I don't want to be there.
See, what if it's the pilot?
Even better.
Thank you for joining our flight. And by the way, 69.
Yeah, I'm immediately going to have him. I'm going to have him alcohol tested if he's yelling out 69 to you before we take off. Okay, I'm going to say, can somebody go have him blow into the breathalyzer because he should be able to start this plane.
Oh, hi Jacob.
Hi Dan.
It was nice meeting you guys.
69. Great thing. You know what? You're doing great work.
He really is.
Well, it's relative.
Yeah, it surely is.
It is.
I have a question about a meat company, since we're talking about 69. Why would a meat company make sausage-scented wrapping paper? That's right. It's going to be the holiday season, and you want that sausage-scented wrapping paper, don't you? I'll tell you why they're doing this at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Last year, Jim and Dean really made us look at wrapping paper in a whole new way when they created sausage-scented wrapping paper. Well, if you missed your chance last year, no
problem. I didn't
know
they did it.
Yeah, I didn't know either, actually. But I guess last year they started a trend. Sausage-scented wrapping paper is back. And
I love sausage.
They also got to, it's got some new stuff coming along with it.
Okay.
So they're doing their recipe gift exchange this year. You go to their website, pick a recipe, submit a photo, get to choose a prize. And the prize includes sausage-scented wrapping paper, sausage-flavored candy canes, sausage lip balm, and also non-sausage-infused things like a cowboy boot, slippers, socks, and an ornament. So there's all sorts of things you can get from Jimmy Dean.
Why?
I don't know. They're
Does
free.
Does anyone need sausage-flavored candy canes?
Yeah, you do. That's again, marketers are just trying to get your attention, Steve.
That's a good point.
I don't know if I want sausage-scented wrapping paper, though. That, yeah, alrighty. Yeah. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening. Ryan Castle, he's up next with your morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
I wish I'd have known this in my younger days when I was single. I had no idea, because women, first of all, don't want to be the one to order desserts because they're trying to look like they're... But if I'm the guy going, here's what we're going to do. We're going to celebrate, and we're getting every dessert on the menu. We're all going to get forks, and oh, man, every woman there is just like, you are the best thing that's ever happened. And I was like, why didn't I know this when I was in my 20s?
BJ's Guide to Boning by Desserts.
All the desserts. I'm telling you.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.